Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Denise, today we are again welcoming back to Good to Grow Master Gardener Jan Peterselka. Welcome back, Jan.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, I think with the holidays sort of kind of in full swing, we have holiday plants on the brain here on Good to Grow. And of course, I think we're all thinking maybe of Christmas. When you think of holiday plants, you think of the poinsettias, right?
So for those of you that are always looking out there, you bought them, you brought them home, they looked wonderful for 4 days, and then leaves start falling off, things start looking yellowish. So we need to kind of give you some tips on how to extend your blooming season of your poinsettias, because there are literally millions of them sold every year in garden centers for home consumers. So basics, it's really basic. They come to you as a consumer directly from a greenhouse. So that means that they are packaged how they were prepared for shipping. So you want to make sure that you take those home and you take off that big plastic. Usually it's a big plastic clear sleeve that's on them. Take that off, first of all, and then take off the nice, pretty foil pot cover, if you will, and take a look at what's going on inside there. Those things are for either for decorative purposes or for shipping purposes, but you want to make sure that when you water them, you remove that outside foil on them. You don't want to let that water sit there and let it collect over an extended period of time, or else you're going to get a soggy mess of a root system and therefore a bad looking plant for the rest of the season.
But you've already got this poinsettia, right, where the leaves, because they are the leaves, right? It's not the flowers that are red and white and whatever color.
Exactly, exactly. So those are the bracts, and those are the showy color modified leaves of the poinsettia. That's what we purchase. The little actual flower is going to be closer to those little yellow little nubs right in the center of the plant and not very showy. So you want to make sure that it should be all fully colored by the time you get home. But you want to make sure that you keep it out of drafty locations.
And Jan, I know that these are tropical plants, right? They were born out of a tradition that came from Mexico, where it's probably nice and warm around Christmas time. Yes. So how can you keep these poinsettias looking nice throughout the holidays in a climate that is not nice tropical warm weather, which is what the poinsettias probably are craving?
Right. And you do need to, it's like anything, you need to keep an eye on them, check on them regularly. Poinsettias, any plant, can go through a bit of shock as you bring it home, and you have to stop and think about the fact that it's reacclimating from that nursery setting to perhaps your living room, which is next to your Christmas trees or whatever. And so you want to keep an eye on, like Denise said, take all that foil off, make sure you have good drainage, be sure and put something under that poinsettia so that you don't mar your furniture or your floor. And you want to keep it moist. More plants, I truly believe, die from overwatering than from underwatering. But you do want to make sure that it's not dry, and the plant will tell you. If it starts to, the leaves start and the bracts start to fall off, then of course you're going to, you know, keep it tidy, keep that plant cleaned up, and you can pinch it back to shape it. But you do have to be mindful of the plant. Check on it, give it a check every day, and make sure that it's doing well. Fertilize probably about once a month. And indirect sunlight is
not out on
idea.
The patio.
No,
not during the winter time. Now you
and I think the critical temperature for poinsettias are 50 degrees.
Yes,
so you really want to keep them away from drafty entranceways to your home. And then also on that other side, don't put them right underneath your register for your heater. A lot of times, you know, it gets cold and we want to crank up that heater as well. And, you know, sometimes when you have that downdraft of that really hot air, that hot air is really dry.
That doesn't make them happy.
Yeah. So any place I think where we would feel comfortable inside would be a good way to look at. You don't want to stand under the heater, but you don't want to be cold.
Right.
So wherever you're going to be, which is where you're going to entertain or you're going to spend your family time in there, is going to be that great location for your holiday plant.
Well, and I think the other thing for your poinsettias, there's a lot of people that enjoy keeping them, which you can do. And but it is a process, and they require a lot of dark hours, and you can do it, but you need to be prepared that it will take diligence every single day to make sure that they come back out. And so
Yeah, you can see those poinsettias at the, you know, in the middle of the summer, they're outside in a patio, mm-hmm. and you have to really water and fertilize them heavily. Like, they take, like, every week you need to water them. You have to fertilize them. So, you know, and then comes that critical point, like in October, where you have to start initiating the flowering, because poinsettias are what they call a short day plant.
So you have to, like, lock them in a closet or in a
definitely.
Dark room.
Definitely. Like, they need at least 12 hours of darkness to start flowering. And that's, you're going to be thinking about that in October for December. Oof. So it's a long process. And if there's some kind of attachment to the plant, I certainly encourage people to do that, to want to keep it over. But a lot of times they just become disposable.
Yeah.
And, you know, believe it or not, there's such a large variety of different types of poinsettias out on the market. You know, you have almost a true white, and then they have the ones that kind of have speckled flowers, and that's usually called the jingle bells. But by far, most popular one is that standard red poinsettia, the one that we always think about, that Noche Buena, that we always think of when we think of Christmas. So yeah, there's a lot of different options that you can be able to do. I like the monochromatic look, so I'm going to pick red. I want everything to be red, or it's going to be that peachy, whitish
beautiful
color on
hybrids
there. Those are really pretty. Those look really elegant.
I found, too, that poinsettias are not all that costly either. So, and I'm a plant fanatic, but I'm not one that will be disciplined enough to say, okay, it's October 1st and you need 12 hours of dark, and where am I going to put you is also a problem. So for me, the poinsettias are usually disposable, but you can also keep them for many weeks if you keep an eye on them and make sure that they're watered, give them a little boost of fertilizer about once a month, and keep that that temperature in your house about the same. And like Denise said, avoid your drafts, both cold and hot, and they'll be happy and give you a great return. Just don't drown them.
And another plant that we always see frequently during the holidays is actually a great indoor plant, and it's one of those Norfolk Island pines. And they're really beautiful little trees. But unfortunately, every time I see them in the stores right around this time of year, they've got glitter and stuff all over
them.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the ornaments are fine, but the glitter, it just has to go. You know,
Can you hose it down?
Yeah, you can, and it'll finally come apart, you know, but, you know, they kind of dress them up to be festive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could do without the glitter as well. But no, they're a really great little indoor house plant, if you will, all year round. And then if you don't want to invest in getting a Christmas tree each year, or you just can't or don't want to, that's another great alternative too. Decorate that every year and year out, and it'll serve a dual purpose for you in your inside place. So.
And also, if you don't have any room, like maybe have a small apartment or something,
absolutely,
a Norfolk Island pine is perfect.
Wonderful.
And they can get kind of large, right?
Yeah, they can. Yeah. They can. So, yeah, it takes a while, but yeah, they'll get kind of big. One other thing that we do see a lot of this time of the year are those living pine wreaths. They're all gorgeous. You know, and they look beautiful as well. And then, you know, they get dried out. And then what are you going to do with them, too? So one thing for
compost
those,
pile.
Yeah. Well, before you want to get the compost pile to them, you want to extend them for your holiday, for your front door, or, you know, inside your festive areas. You want to make sure that you spritz them with water. So you want to keep them hydrated, because those pine needles can only hold so much water. So the more water that you can add to that will extend its shelf life.
So even though it's been detached from its host tree, you can still extend the life of it?
You're trying to, yes, exactly. So you're trying to keep that tissue hydrated, if you will. Now, of course, that's going to be a different issue if you have really expensive ornaments or bows on there. So it's going to be a, you know, cost. You have to realize what you want to do.
Weigh the options.
Weigh the options for you. So in that way, I would recommend doing a natural ornaments on there. So pulling in some pine cones from your yard or your neighbor's yard, and maybe even some berries or some winter color out there, and adding that to your wreath. And then that way you don't have any heartburn when you have to spray it with some water.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, you know, Mexican buckeye seed pods.
Yeah.
And
oh,
also,
yeah, those are great. Uh-huh.
And also, like, if you're walking down the river path, mm-hmm. there are a lot of those screwbean mesquite.
Yes,
little pods just lying around everywhere. Pine cones, you can find them lying around. You can just go scavenging
exactly.
for ornaments.
Exactly. Really make like a really natural, wow, that's really nice. Great idea. We need to get your craftiness going. I know that you said you're not a crafter.
I'm not a crafty person, but I got ideas.
But you got ideas. There you go. So that's what we're here for, ideas.
And Jan, you were telling us before the show that somebody gifted you a really nice wreath.
Yes, I got a gift of a succulent wreath that I was just amazed. And I had it hanging by my front door, and I was gone for a couple of days, so I put it in a actually in a plant saucer and was reading about how to water it and so forth and so on. Because it's made of succulents and it's made of the sempervivum, which most people know as hens and chicks, and then the little variety of the different tiny sedums, it's all compact and beautiful. And you can buy the forms. Probably online might be your best, or you can certainly check locally. But it takes some work to create them, but it's absolutely beautiful, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. You can put it on your front door or by your front door. Right now I have mine as a centerpiece on a table in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And then I can just, when it does need water, which isn't very often, then I just fill that plant saucer with water.
And
it soaks it up from the bottom. Wow. Because of what the wreath is made of. It's got all sorts of plant material in there, so it's all very natural, and it is absolutely gorgeous. And I could always, for Christmas, I could tuck in some berries or whatever I wanted to make that more festive for any holiday as far as that's concerned.
Well, Christmas cactuses are also really mm-hmm. popular, and I know that sometimes if you have a Christmas cactus and you treat it right, it's going to last you for decades. And I know I have one Christmas cactus that's probably about 15 years old, and
wow.
It continues to put out flowers from about Thanksgiving all the way to close to Easter.
Wow. Well, and there's actually three different kinds, Norma. One we call the Thanksgiving cactus and the Christmas cactus, and it's because of when they bloom.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then there's another one called the Easter cactus, and that is actually a different cultivar, but it's named the Easter cactus because of the time that it puts out the blooms. And those are succulents, and again, very, very easy care. They don't like wet feet, so again, their leaves are actually full of water, and you can clip those off and propagate them very easily, just like you would propagate any other succulent. So it's another gift that keeps on giving.
It does get a little messy, though, when those flowers sort of dry up and they just sort of drop off. But they are a really unique plant.
They are. Right. And in the spring, when it warms up, you can harden those plants off. And I know Denise has used that term over and over again here on the show. But take it outside for a few hours and gradually reintroduce it to being outdoors. I always give them a little bit of protection from the sun, and they do well in the summertime outside. And then you can bring them back in, and then you know, that's part of your decorations for the fall.
But I guess most of these holiday plants we're talking about right now for this time of year, we want to keep them inside for the most part.
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. These are all going to be either tropical plants or they're going to be very seasonal plants. So, yes, you want to keep them inside the outdoor patios for a long-term investment.
Well, we're running out of time, but I think what we probably should talk about on next week's show is Christmas trees, because those are already on sale. People are picking them up, and they probably already have them in their home, and we need to give them some advice on how to best care for it and keep it looking great through the season. So yeah. We'll go ahead and do that. And Jan, I hope you can be with us for that.
I will plan on being here. It's my honor. One other plant, too, that I want to just tuck in there real quickly,
yes.
Norma, that's a great gift for this type of year is the amaryllis. And
beautiful.
They're fun.
Yeah.
They, you know, you can walk in the kitchen, have it on your windowsill, go out, and 2 hours later, it'll be 2 inches taller than it was the last time you saw it. The blossoms are gorgeous. And then when you're done, I encourage people to plant those bulbs outside. And you'll have a whole bed of amaryllis before you're finished.
Well, Jan Peterzelka, Master Gardener here in El Paso, thank you so much for coming and joining us again today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.